Buzzers blare in the Pro Edge boxing gym in Phoenix as students pummel heavy bags. Gary Jewell warms up on a treadmill. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease a year ago.
Some of the problems that I have is multitasking and feel kind of stiff, not as mobile as I used to be, anxiety.
Jewell is one of six participants in a pilot study to see if training like a boxer can help with those symptoms.
And the thing about boxing is there's a strategy to it, you know. Two lefts, one right, and to concentrate on that, it's good for the cognitive portion of Parkinson's as well as the physical.
Come on, what are you doing? Let's go. Same thing, double left, one right.
Jewell's trainer, Santiago Castaneda, holds mitts for him to strike. Jewell takes a boxing stance and holds his gloved fists in a guard position. They bob and weave and circle each other on the mats.
Woo! You're the champ, baby. You're the champ. Water.
Some research suggests this kind of strategic workout helps the brain use dopamine more efficiently. That's the chemical that coordinates movement. People with Parkinson's don't have enough of it. Physical therapist Linda Denny says any exercise that gets the heart rate up is good for Parkinson's patients. But she thinks there's something special about boxing.
Boxing uses the upper extremities, and usually one upper extremity or arm is affected with Parkinson's. And we feel that the rotation of the upper body is a good facilitator for movement. And the footwork eventually helps with balance.
Denny is leading the pilot study out of NAU's biomedical campus in Phoenix. It's the first to look at how a typical boxing workout, without the head blows, of course, could improve movement and cognition.
Thinking about hitting the focus mitts of the trainer, counting combinations, they actually have to think while they're training.
Hook and a right. You guys give me a hook and a right. There we go.
Chris Castaneda owns the gym in Phoenix where the study participants train.
I don't do any special things different. I teach them all like they're all going to compete, like they're all going to fight.
And he thinks it's paying off.
They're walking, they're punching, their stability, their eye and hand coordination has improved so much within 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm eager to see what, you know, 6 months to a year would do.
How do you feel?
Good.
Gary Jewell's just finished his 30-minute workout. He's exhausted, but he loves it. When the study's over, he plans to find a gym close to home and continue boxing for his health.
You just need to fight back. You know, things come along in life that are going to happen and you have to deal with them. You just want to fight back the best you can.
The study runs for 6 weeks. If the results are promising, there will be another round of research. More than a dozen people have already queued up to join. I'm Melissa Sivigny in Flagstaff.